Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're having our Friday program. This is our paranormal night, and we're on Friday the 13th. Does that mean anything to anybody? I don't know. It's April. That might mean something, too. So, April 13th, 2012. So, Friday the 13th is today. And tomorrow will be the 14th, which is our four-hour start of our healing marathons, we'll call it, the Body Rejuvenation Series. We get 20 hours of healing, 28 hours of healing during the month here, and you may want to sign up for that. And, you know, it starts also on Sunday and through Saturday, where we do three consecutive 8-hour Sundays. So at this moment in time, the fast chat's not working. But we'll turn it over to Carrie here. Oh, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Friday the 13th, BBS Station 2. So, since we have no fast chat tonight, luckily we have our backup email address. So if you guys want to shoot your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or we actually already have one. so that's nice. Thank you. And we'd love callers, of course. So 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. So it is paranormal night, so anything weird and wonderful that's been happening to you during the week that you might like Ron's take on, do give us a call. let's see. I know, Ron, you had mentioned you wanted to talk about, and I'm just scrolling back to find out where it was, about websites and implants from talk shows and websites. So that is a pretty paranormal thing there. And we haven't talked about this in a while, and not too often, actually, but we can get hooked up to alien races via a lot of different venues. So do you want to, in case there's anybody new listening, Ron, do you want to describe how that happens, what you mean by implants, and how they can get into us through shows and website viewing?
Yeah, I had a couple people in the last few weeks mention that they have had or they felt strange after going to a particular website. It could be anything. Typically, it'd be dealing with what we talk about here on the show, as the mind is kind of inquisitive, looking for different things that's going on out there, different types of information or news. So let's do a clearing here. So let's, we'll pick some alien races here. So let's see, what would be, the Pleiadians are probably one that everybody, I would guess, would typically think about. There's a lot of people doing Pleiadian channelings and stuff. That's true up here in Mount Shasta. So we'll do that one first. So if you happen to have visited a Pleiadian website, or you heard people talking about Pleiadians or whatever, or even from the past, we'll see if we can get some implants out of you just in case that happened to you. Then we'll pick on some other races. Well, here we go. Pleiadian energy that's connected to you, quartered you, and whatever that would be. So let's do the first one here. So sit back, relax, and just see if you happen to feel some energy leaving your body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and we'll move to another race that maybe people are inquisitive about. And we don't normally do grays too much. We'll do the grays here, okay? And here we go. Grays. One, based on what they could have given you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do the, let's see here, Dromedans, okay? That's another race. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do another group here. You have any ideas, Carrie?
What about the Syrians? Did you mention them? I'm not
sure. Okay, Syrians. Great. One, get rid of their energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so another one.
What about the Anunnaki?
Here.
The Anunnaki.
Anunnaki, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, the Arcturians, we got to do those. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Number six, go. Arcturians, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll do the Orions. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do the, what other one can we do here? You have any ideas, Carrie? How about some of the groups here that deal with groups. Let's do the how about the Great White Brotherhood?
All right.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, we have the group which is controversial here. At least they don't like me too much, I don't think. But we'll do the Ashtar command. People do that clearing on the website. They feel the energy lead them immensely. So we'll just see what you guys get. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then we'll do naturally the ones that are reptilian here. So we'll just use that term, the reptoids here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I guess back to you.
All right, well, we have an email asking for the Nordics.
Okay, the Nordics, okay. One, getting rid of their energies if they happen to get you on a looking on a website. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, getting heavy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, Carrie.
Okay, I'm going to read a question out that we have over on clsquestions@yahoo.com that fits right in with this. But first of all, I want to give the numbers out again in case anybody would like to call in and let us know how you're feeling from this. Since I can't read your comments off the fast chat, that would be great if you guys, somebody could call in, one or two of you. So 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. So Janice has been working on the 2012 Ascension barcode removal, Ron, and she has some interesting questions. So this ties in with what you've just been doing, the implant removing. So she's doing that that clearing, the Ascension 2012 Ascension barcode, which you had originally put up for the Mayan barcode, but now we can use for all these different races, some of which you've just been talking about. So she's apparently, she says she was guided to do 17 different races. So she's asking, do we put the names of the race in the spot we would put our name? So, well,
at this point, I would say probably yes. And then
yeah,
the name and then the word after that. Yes.
Yeah, so make sure you've got your name in too and then the name of the race. And so she wants to know also if it's okay for us to put up more than one window at a time when we're clearing this.
You could, yes, uh-huh.
I know, I seem to remember some people did up to three at a time, I think, was the most we heard people had been doing, without too much, you know, rock and rolling. So, but of course, you know, feel how your body feels, listen to your body, ask your body, is this okay? Yes, it is. No, it isn't. You know, back off and or not. Next question is, I did two today. Can we do, more at one time? That's the same question. Can we do more? Okay. All right. I think that's what that means. Okay. And Janice is wondering what races everybody else is doing. So if you want to send, if any of you out there have been doing them and you have a list, if you want to send that over, I will read it out. clsquestions@yahoo.com, so we can all get an idea of what everybody's doing. That would be nice. And then Ron Janice is wondering if 17 sounds like the right number of races for Janice to do.
That sounds pretty good to me, yeah.
Okay. All righty. So I'm going back here. Let's see if anyone else wrote in. Okay. All right. We've got Elizabeth saying she did about 60 timeline crashes today. That's great. With multiple windows or her brother's alien abduction. So this is Elizabeth, whose brother was having all those troubles. Elizabeth called in a few times on previous Friday night shows. And she's saying it seems to be working slowly but surely. Must be very dense. And then she's also thanking you for crashing the Nordics. That was a request from Elizabeth. So good job on the timeline crashes. So, Ron, should she keep going with those, do you think? What do you feel about that?
I would probably keep going with them, yes.
Okay. All right. And then another question is about the whole lifetime clearings. And somebody's wondering when they've done a whole lifetime clearing, and of course there are many of those. Oh, we have a beep. Shall we come back to this in a minute then, Ron, and take the beep?
Okay, that sounds good, yes.
Okay. So, is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, did you feel those clearings? Did you feel any of those races of the implants released from you? I don't know if you do investigations or not or anything on things out there on the net, but do you feel anything get released from you?
Yes, I did. I felt something pop and blow away. I felt some of them when you did the healings, yes, and that's what I was going to ask you about, Matt. That some people I see they have implants in them and aliens and clones in them, and they're like relay stations from the reptilians. And does that sound true?
I don't know. Possibly.
Uh huh.
I don't know.
I've seen that they transfer implants to other people.
Yeah. They could do that. I think some body hop.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then I was going to ask you another question, too, since it's Friday night. Bits of years ago, Ron, when they had I'm not going to call it dragon in the sky. I'm going to call it a dinosaur in the sky. When they had the dinosaurs in the sky billions of years ago, did the aliens conquer and control them and bring the dinosaur to the Earth? And then they used the dinosaur against humanity to destroy them during the ascension, before the ascension process. And
I don't think
true,
so. That doesn't feel right
uh-huh,
to me.
You don't think so?
I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, okay. All right.
It doesn't feel right to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, and then I was going to ask you.
Dinosaurs are actually, very peaceful because all they did was eat plants. So I don't think that they actually would hurt.
Well, yeah, so I was wondering if the aliens could have worked through them.
I don't think
They weren't really attacking the people then, or some of the monsters at that time, that era. They came and went really quickly with the aliens working through them, some of them that did attack the people.
I don't think so. That doesn't feel
right.
Like that.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to ask you about these people in the clouds. They're spiritual cloud people and cloud spaceships, could they have been physical at one time and then they transferred over to spiritual, and then they start to attack the people on the Earth, maybe by propaganda or something? Could they have transferred over? Could they be transferred over from physical to spiritual?
I think they could be physical on those timelines. We're just seeing the clouds replicating and forming around them, you know. I think they're actually battling
physical,
the aliens. And as you see them up in the sky,
so,
you know,
so
you're actually seeing a real light.
Over like in the movie Avatar, they were physical, but then there's half the planet was in that cloudy mass. I don't know if that's an impression that maybe they could transfer from spiritual cloudy mass or spiritual to the physical. Could they transfer back and forth into these other characteristics?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. They would stay one way then. I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would.
Okay, that's just.
That's what I would guess. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's all I have. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay. Oh, we're going to coin a new word here, and or a new little phrase, and it's actually one that you've heard before, but it will put different words on it. So it's STD. So, well, what do we have on STDs today? So that's your slavery, time, and darkness. So that's STDs. And so,
spin.
Yeah, so we got... So that's what we have here is STDs that's happening to us, and that's kind of where we are. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Excuse me. All right, so I'm going to go back to where we were right before Larry called. Thanks for calling, Larry. And we had a question about, excuse me, let me just... Roll back here. It was about the whole lifetime clearing. Somebody was wondering about once you've done any of the whole lifetime clearings and you've got those complete for this life, how do they use the unlimited? For what reason would you buy that, and when would you use it if you've done your whole life?
Okay, yeah. So what happens is when you do a clearing, I guess the question is, why would you want to have the unlimited? Okay. So the first thing you do, starting from the beginning, you must do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that's $5 times your age. You do that clearing, and that will clear out this lifetime of stuff. So let's say your age, let's say that's your age of 30. So you do age 30, $5 times your age, and then that clears out this lifetime. And the clearing actually... Oh, stops when the clearing is done. So if you did it and it ended at, say, 12 o'clock, we'll just say 12:30, it ended, that means that you're cleared from 12:30, 12:29, 12:28, going all the way back to conception. Now, at 12:31, the clearing is not going to work for you. And that's why you go in and you pay the additional $50 so that you can stay current with that clearing all the time. Otherwise, you're not going to be current. And the past, if you don't live any further, past that, which we're going to be living anyway, but if you don't, then you wouldn't need to have the unlimited. It wouldn't be useful to you. But once you're living life, then people can bring their issues to you, and those issues can bring forth hidden, stored stuff in your DNA, even though you had the whole lifetime clearing. It probably won't be as predominantly as destructive and going through a lot of stuff with you as far as storylines, but your friends could activate more stuff in you. The first thing you want to do is the whole lifetime clearings. That's why it's called whole lifetime, because you have to do your whole lifetime to get cleaned out, not just a couple of years or so. And then after you do that whole lifetime, then you go back afterwards, and you do the whole lifetime. Now, you could pay for the whole lifetime with that if you wish, which is $50 additional. Some people do that. Some people just go in afterwards, maybe in a couple weeks or so, or even a month or so after they had the clearing, because you can go back and cover when you had the clearing to begin with. So I put the unlimited up for people that I've worked with, a long time ago, and maybe they haven't had anything done to them for maybe 10 years. And so automatically they'd want to get caught up on that 10-year span, so they go in and do the unlimited, and that way they start off when, you know, their age was at that particular time. So let's say that I did a claim for somebody 10 years ago and they were 30 and now they're 40. Then they'd go in and do 10 years. And that would bring them up current. If you do the unlimited, like I always say, do it 3 times a day. And that's what, why it's on there. So you can go on there and have unlimited usage whenever you choose to. And you need to do your whole lifetime clearing first. Otherwise, the unlimited is not going to be very effective. If you did happen to do the unlimited for some reason without doing the whole lifetime, it'll just strictly take off, 10 years of your life. Like if you're 40, it'd go down to the age 30. And it would be effective that way, but it's not going to really help you out going back in time, because your issues will be repeated over and over again. So you could have a situation where you have that clearing just by doing that one, and you could see things throughout your lifetime even, as it's being triggered once they get cleared, and you're going to be seeing that. But, I don't think anybody really does the whole lifetime paying for the other one. So, but I'm just kind of suggesting or telling you that if you have or know somebody who's done unlimited first, then they need to go back and do the whole lifetime to get the benefit out of the clearing. Otherwise, they only have 10 years of their life cleared, and that's not the reason why we have the unlimited put on there, just to do 10 years. But you must do your whole lifetime going back to conception. I think I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hi, hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, this is Janice.
Oh, hi, Janice. Did I read your questions right?
Yes. No, thank you for sharing that. My questions were answered. But I wanted to thank Ron for the clearings that he did at the beginning. I felt tremendous amount of relief, almost with each race just hopping out of my left shoulder. I wanted to share that my phone's breaking up. Just last night, my daughter hooked up to some hula. My voice is acting really weird. I think it's HULU is a TV thing. And she was hooked up to it last night and stayed up all night long watching reruns of a show on the internet, and then was acting like a zombie this morning. So
on website or on that can happen.
Yes, and the hula commercials on TV, if you ever see them, they're, you know, they show green hands connecting to the back of somebody's brain and says, you know, we got you hooked now. But all I could think of this morning, I could, you know, visually see those green hands hooked to her. And all I could think of to do for her this morning was run the Be Here Now on her, because she stayed up all night and she was back to, like, chain-smoking cigarettes. She, you know, it was like she wasn't there anymore. She had to go to work today. I requested that she received what you just did right now, absentee. Would she have received the healings that you just did, Ron?
Boy.
Does she have to be right in the room?
Normally you have to be on the show live in order to have it.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if anybody else felt that with that hula, the thing. Or if you knew what race was connecting to her through that.
Boy, let me think on that one here. I'll do one for TV programs, so we haven't done that yet. So we have a media clearing online to get rid of implants, disinformation, connection to things. Media could be anything, TV, radio, you know, a newsprint. So that's why we put that one up, so that it's connected to you. And the easiest way that you know that you're probably connected, which is very obvious, but when you're in the soup, you don't understand it. But if you keep being drawn to a particular venue of something. Really don't know why, but, you know, like curiosity killed the cat. Keep looking or wanting to do something all the time. Then all of a sudden you realize that you might be hooked up. So it's very, you know, you may want to do a clearing on that. Let's see here.
Well, I understand that. I felt like just a short amount of time I was doing the wood with friends, I was feeling very, very strange, like with, you know, 5 E's would come up in my tiles. So I went and personally did a vowel, timeline crashes on all the vowels.
Oh,
and
good.
That, I felt like that just connected me from something that I was drawn to, you know, to be wanting to play that all the time. But that really helped with that, with the vowels, because I know you mentioned that the other day on the show about how powerful the vowels were and the words, you know, the keywords. And
yep.
So I doing the timeline crashes on that really helped. And also, I had another question about back in the 90s, I read a whole series of books from, I can't even remember the author's name, but he wrote Conversation with God, and he must have been hooked up and was doing some channeling through some alien race to put out that series of books. Would you have any clue on what alien race I was hooked up to by reading those series?
Donald Walsh was the guy.
Yes, Neil, yes.
Oh, yeah, Neil Donald Walsh or something, yeah.
I don't know, okay? Although if I were
okay.
to think about that, maybe. it feels like one of the A races, okay? Could be wrong.
Okay.
But it feels like maybe it's the Arcturians, okay? You
have okay.
to almost
so
try
if I did...
start to figure that one out, but that's sort of what I would kind of look for. Okay, remember, also we have the one out there that people really get involved with, fortunately. Well, it's pre-choice, naturally, but we have the Course of Miracles.
Okay, I never resonated with that one.
Yeah, but that's one that a lot of people believe in, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you got to wonder... supposed to be Jesus himself coming down and channeling, you know, this book that looks like, I think it's about 2 inches thick, you know. You probably all know what it is anyway out there if you have seen it in the circles there. But
wasn't there a woman's name? Who was her author for that course?
Well, I have no idea. I don't read any books. I know it has a blue cover.
Yeah, that was Marianne Williamson.
Yes, thank you.
So let's
okay,
do the Arcturians to disconnect, okay?
And
so let's do that one
yeah.
here. If you happen to have any book wall channeling from books that may have hooked you up, here we go. Get rid of this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Now we'll do the Anunnaki. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's pretty heavy. 4, 5. Like the duck and cover, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We also have things on the media. You probably have seen things on TV. That show up all the time that look kind of cute. That could also have make possible troubles for you. Can't say for sure, but there's a little insurance guy that's out there that's been all over the place. And then you have the insurance lady out there, you know. I can't really say who or what they are. But, you know, you got to kind of realize that why do they keep using these icons, you know? So let's clear the little cartoon guy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And there's a lady that comes on too. So if she's connecting with you, we'll just make that now. This is probably what you could put into the media player clearing. So here we go, the media clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, Janice, hopefully that's helped you.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much, Don. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay.
Thank you, Janice. Thanks for calling. So that media clearing is, oh my goodness, we have another beep. This is wonderful. I'll tell you about the media clearing in a minute. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I was wondering, how can we get, or I get, a clearing of my DNA equal to the one you got at 6 months of age, Ron, before you even got here?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, Ed. Well, that's why I have clearings, to get stuff out of people. I imagine the light chip had to do all these clearings on me before I came into the body. That's probably why it took so long. That's what I would
did 6 months worth of clearing.
Yeah, that's a lot of clearings going, out of time for 6 months. Actually longer, probably in utero, too. So all that I can kind of figure out and say, I don't know.
So I figured if they did it and you weren't here yet, there's a template somewhere. There's a method. And that's what I'm looking for.
Well, there's still a body, Ed, even if Ron's spirit wasn't in it or our spirits weren't in our bodies. It's our body, our physical body, that has the DNA. So whether we're sitting in our, in our bodies with our spirit, the seven generational clearing is working on the body. So when you say a template, I mean, the body is the body, you know?
And also, once your spirit comes into the body, it starts to get contaminated, too. So it can be another process involved also. So, boy, I don't know. That's all I can say. That's why I do the clearings here. That's why the light chip is bringing forth the clearings that we have, is to get those energies out of you. So that's
probably, Ron, for your body, you needed a different kind of body, in a sense, than we need because of what you had come here to do. But I know you've talked about how, if our DNA stuff hasn't been activated, it's not going to hold our body back from getting out of here and doesn't need clearing. So I guess, Ed, for in reaction to your question, what I'm thinking is that we just have to identify what has been activated in us, and that is the DNA that needs clearing, not every little scrap of DNA, which is probably what Ron's body needed to have cleared in order for him to do his work. You know what I mean? Eddie, you still there, or did you leave us? So I guess we've lost Ed. So, Ed, thanks for calling. So I'm going to quickly talk about the clearing that Janice's call brought up in regards to her daughter going on Hulu the last night. So if you're interested in doing it, it's one that you can use in a really broad way, and it's one of Ron's many rather inexpensive clearings, and it's just $20 a month, and it's called the Media News Event Trauma Removal. So This one's been up quite a while, a couple of years at least, I think. So if you have a website or you've read an article in the newspaper or you've heard something on the radio or on the internet or on television that you think has given you a reaction, and I guess could we use this for implants also, Ron, or is this more trauma?
It could possibly start to take out implants. It's mainly, all the words and stuff that you get connected to. So that it could turn into an implant, but I don't know if it's going to release implants.
Okay.
I could try it. I don't know. It's possible. It all depends how ingrained it is, how deep that information goes. Remember, it's gonna stir up in you your past. That's what the aliens want to do. These wanted universal travelers, these energies that are outside of yourself, bringing you more harm, the external forces. So once you connect with something and you get those words imprinted, they're already imprinted in you. Once they become activated, then by listening to something, it'll activate your past DNA. And then from there, that could be stuff from a long time ago that isn't even active now. That's the danger of the mind energy that we use here, is that it can always recycle from the past as you start connecting more with energies. That's why I say, the Eastern Indian holy men, if you notice, the ones that go into caves and things, they don't want to deal with people or touch people after they come out clean. They've did a lot of work on themselves to get themselves away from things. I don't know how effective their process is, or to the light ship. I'm sure that it's not as effective, but at least they try to get out of judgment. Peaceful. And remember, that's what you're looking for, is peace. So once they get peaceful, they don't want to take on your stuff. And they'll probably even tell you that, don't touch me, keep away, work on yourself. That's basically what I think all those Eastern Indian gurus tell you. It will help you out a little bit, maybe by giving you direction, but the whole thing is that the directions that they give you is mainly to tell you to get out of your mind. Oh, that's the whole process. Get out of your mind. Get back into source. Well, they do have some good ideas there. Some of those people have been in caves for like 30 years. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And the if you're interested in the media clearing, it's you can either type just the word media into any of the search bars, or it's also linked on the navigation bar over on the left-hand side, and it's under the subcategory of matrix cording removal. So, let's see. I know we have some more questions in the email. Let's have a look here. So Cindy is asking for a sample clearing, Ron. She has a headache that's possibly from a toothache. And she's had a lot of pain since she woke up today, and at one point it was down her neck as well.
Oh, that'd probably be entities. Naturally, a tooth could give you a lot of problems. But let's do entities, because that could be, bringing more stuff in with entities with bad teeth. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that may help you. The hardest thing is doing something like this for people, and I'll just tell you why, because the problem is already there. And it's very difficult to alleviate the problem that people have, moment. How do I, if you go to the website and you get that clearing, or the free one that we have up there, you know, with the free radio program where we talk about a clearing of a dog bite, understand how complicated it is to actually do clearing, especially teeth. It's a rough one. Teeth and eyes. And if you have a broken tooth or a cavity, man, that's, but we could try some water for you. Why don't you get a glass of water, everybody? Try to do some water for pain. Pain release water. A glass of water, we'll do this here. No? And we'll bring in Goldfish to help us out. Hold your glass of water in your hand. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So take the water. That may help you. And hopefully that it does. I had one of my feelings come out when I was putting my booth up in New York, and that was, like, awful. I think my tooth actually cracked, and it was, like, very bad. I know you can get maybe even a piece of wax or something and stick it on your tooth so that it's covered up so you don't have any air hitting it or anything. So that can help you, you know, for a temporary fix. But, boy, yeah, it's rough, you know.
Oh. Yeah, they're very, very busy nerve endings there when they're exposed or messed with.
You actually want to cover them up and keep them covered.
Yeah.
So, anyway, or even a piece of gum might even help, but I don't know if the sugar would harm, but that could maybe do something, too, where you can cover it up. Anyway, hopefully this water will help. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we have a question asking if you could do a timeline crash for today. So maybe you can talk about if we can timeline crash a day and how we do that, and then if you want to do today.
Yeah, just put the day in, yes, uh-huh. And, you know, if you had a bad day, then you may want to narrow it down to the time that it happened, okay? So here we go. We'll timeline crash today, the 13th of April. Here we go. I'm already yawning, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Must be one of those STD days, huh? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie.
Okay. I am trying to find a short question. We are having the Q&A tonight, by the way, and that'll be in about 10, 15 minutes. So let me give those numbers out. Obviously, we can't write them on the fast chat, so grab your pens if you don't know the number already, which I'm sure many of you do. And I'm just we've got, let's see, one, two, three, four questions here that I haven't read out yet on clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I might just assume that all of you are going to be listening, and I will read these out first on the Q&A. If you didn't get your question read on the show, it will be the first 1, 2, 3, 4 on the Q&A. So the phone number is 559-546-1300. 01-559-546-1301. And the PIN is 50-63-99 and the pound sign, 506399#. And for any of you who have not been on this call before, Ron does a couple of Q&As a week. One of them is tonight, Friday night, after the Station 2 BBS show at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern for 1 hour. And you can send your questions into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll read them out, and Ron will answer them. So we will be doing that tonight in about, I don't know, 12, 13 minutes, something like that. So, and also, keep your questions short if you can. I see there are some on here from some newer people, and they're really, really long, relatively long emails, so they're a little difficult to read those out. Just if you have a question, if you can just make it as short as possible, and then also put in the subject bar of your email that you will be listening tonight. And before I forget, of course, tomorrow night, Station 2, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. And for any of you who are new, this is the one show during the week when Ron regularly takes us up onto the Lightship for a little bit of the show. So, okay, let me find a short question here. Okay, actually, we've already answered that one, so I'm sorry, we got a question that we sort of had dealt with already. Okay. This one's from Randy in Chicago, and he did his 4-in-1 clearing this week, and he says he feels great, Ron. And he has a question: at what percentage will our spirit start healing our physical body issues? In other words, how much of our spirit has to be in our body in order for it to have the ampage to heal our body?
Wow, that's a good question. Boy.
Kind of hard to know because our
spirit is really a hard one to answer.
Yeah, because how we've got the factor of, you know, our poor old spirit's been spread rather thin all over everywhere, so not all of it is with us, even though it might be stretching itself out over 75 or 80% of our body, it might only be actually 1% of our spirit material, so to speak.
And it also kind of depends what part of your body is not contaminated with a lot of judgment. Never talk about that. Let's just say that through your life, in this lifetime, you've had maybe an arm problem, how you always tend to hit your arm, fall on your arm, you know, have always on your arm or whatever. That part of you probably is not going to have much of a spirit energy in it. As each time that the arm gets hurt, you can have traumas. You don't really know what's going on with your internal organs either. Those have no feeling. So, a hard question to answer. Part of you that never has any problems, and I don't know what that would be on everybody, because everybody's different, would be the part that would hold more spirit integrity. So, I guess to reverse the question, I would probably start at the part of your body that has the most problems, okay, whatever that is in you. Do clearings on that to get your spirit more into that part of your body. You look upon your whole life and just see what has happened to you. What is a theme in your life, we'll say, that has injury, traumas or something like that. And that's what you want to start working on first. Concentrate on that, maybe even with timeline crashing, and do some spirit infusion. Figure out maybe, you know, what's going on with it. You know, what emotion are you running which is allowing this part of your body to be the storage factory, maybe the waste dump, for all these energies to come into it. That's probably where I would start with trying to get more energy of spirit into your body in those locations. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then also, since we're closing the show shortly, I just want to remind everybody that Ron's intensives are starting up tomorrow. So that will be before the evening show. And the 4-hour is tomorrow. Ron, do you want to just quickly do a recap of that and give out the time?
Yeah, it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. So that's I am in Pacific Coast here. And we do a lot of energy work for ascension on that call. We do healings on the call, going to the light ship. A lot of it I don't really talk about anymore. When I first started the calls, we went into all different types of rooms for ascension, and now they're basically automatic, which I don't bring up. We maybe concentrate on some physical healings, too, but it is fun. On this call, we always bring in amber blood for people. That's great. Haven't had that amber goldish blood. I'll give you a sample right now of that. I can't. As the we're 55 tail, so we got to stop for the next program here. But maybe next week we could talk about that or something. So,
or if you are on the Q&A if you want.
Yeah, we could see what happens. Yeah, if that comes up. Okay, everybody. So Q&A, I'll get on that one. Want to repeat the number again, then we'll sign off, Carrie?
Yeah, sure. It's 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99, 50-63-99, and the pound sign.
Okay, everybody, so blessings, and we'll see you later.
Good night. Thanks for the clearings, Ron, tonight.
Welcome.